requirement that it recruit and appoint members to fill board vacancies and expired terms. Our next item on the agenda is adjournment. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead, Eileen.
Okay, it came up at the beginning of this meeting regarding December meeting minutes that were not reported since we had no votes taken. I'm just wondering if that could be investigated. Do meeting minutes have to be reported even if no votes are taken? I guess I'm turning that to Jen.
Sure, they do. Yeah, I would say that's...
Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry, Jen. This is Lori. I don't know if it's an appropriate interjection here, but I beg your indulgence. Something was created, a document was created and posted to the BSBY website and the Secretary of State website. Their official status, I can't speak to, but a document was created and posted.
Oh, for the December minutes? Oh, yeah, that's right. They are public, and those are draft minutes.
We never got them as a board.
They're posted to the interwebs.
That's difficult for a lot of us to access.
That's up to whoever's drafting the agenda for the next meeting. When I drafted the agenda for this meeting, the only thing I had in mind were these two options. As far as I know, there's no requirement that minutes have to be presented for approval at the next board meeting. If we wanted to, we could hold the minutes until the September meeting for the entire previous year and vote on them then. There's no obligation to carry it to the next meeting.
My question was, did they have to be posted?
Yes, draft minutes have to be posted. I think it's within 7 days.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, so they have been posted. That requirement has been met.
Al?
Yes, Steve, go ahead.
Just one thing, it's not dealing with anything today, but we remember that we were going to do something with the Blind Equality Day starting in February, and since I'm going to be resigning in March, or this month, I have to look at my schedule, there's going to be needs, somebody's going to have to start that whole process.
So what I suggest then is if you want to, you can participate as a member of the public and ask the board if they'd like to do that. Or beforehand, you can talk with either Eileen or Carol and ask if that item can be put on the agenda for the March meeting.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to pass the baton. So I'm not...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, that's one way to do it. And, I mean... You know, you can make your resignation effective anytime you want. If you want to make it effective the day after the March meeting, you can do that and participate in the March meeting as a board member.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that.
Sure. You're welcome, Steve. Any others?
Yes, I have a question. It's Mary.
Sure. Go ahead, Mary.
I don't know. Every state, municipal board, everybody works a little differently. The bylaws are a little different. I understand that. But I am curious here. For any of us who might be resigning, if, number one, is a resignation to whoever appointed you, and to Kira, definitely necessary, other than courtesy? That's one thing. But other than that, is it definitely necessary, or... Is it assumed that if you have served longer than your two consecutive terms that you're entitled to, then you're automatically timed out and you're resigned whether you want to?
No.
So the way it works with the BSBY board is if your term is expired, you're not under any obligation to stay. So I guess you wouldn't have to you don't have to resign, but as a matter of courtesy. It's purely a matter of courtesy, Mary, which I think is what your question is.
Yes.
Whether it's courtesy or obligation, correct?
Yeah, are you automatically removed and timed out? I mean, you can, as a courtesy, yes, you would definitely notify them, but it's not...
Yeah, no, you're not, no. The only circumstance under which you are removed is when your appointing authority appoints someone else, because your term has expired. Your term, right. So your term has expired, but the statute says that you can continue serving until your successor is seated.
Right.
So you can serve or not serve, but it's at your it's at your discretion until your seat is filled.
The governor that appointed you, you're still appointed by the new governor. It just rolls over.
Oh, I understand.
Yes, that's
that.
Right.
I'm just asking.
Well, actually, that's well, yeah. No, I think that does apply.
Yeah.
When you have a change in administrations, it's a courtesy for, and I think it's just limited to the commissioners, but it's a courtesy for commissioners to all offer their resignation to the new gov, to let the gov decide if she or he wants to turn over a new leaf. But I don't think that applies to board members. I think you're correct, Beth, that it just rolls over.
Okay, Al?
Yes, Steve.
I wanted to offer our congratulations for Alan for the 21 years or whatever it is as chairman for the board. There's been some difficult challenges, and we've been able to reach this point. So congratulations, and wish you every success in your future on your other boards you're involved.
Yes,
thank you, Steve.
Absolutely.
Yes, thanks.
Here. Yes. Ditto.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate your kindness. But anyway, have any other matters we'd like to discuss? Now we're just freelancing it. But I don't want people to leave here thinking that they had, that they didn't have their say.
So, Beth, so Eileen, are you going to decide when the March meeting is and let us know?
No, it's when it was regularly scheduled.
It's the third Thursday of the month, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, schedule is posted with the Secretary of the State's office, and it's going to be your meeting, Eileen, so you make the whatever agenda you want, and I wish you the best of luck, and I know that the board is in exceptionally capable hands with you running it.
You're very,
very comfortable.
Al, thank you. Thank you.
And I would just like to add to that, Al, thank you for all that you have done to lead this
committee. That's right.
And Eileen, thank you very much, too, for stepping up. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you for the kind words, Mary. Anything else before I ask for a motion to adjourn? Going one more time. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
It's a motion to adjourn.
Okay, since it's not debatable, we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Al.
I wish you all the best of luck going forward. As I said, you are in capable hands, so I know you guys will be doing good work.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.